Welcome to Wellness Renaissance and Gluten-Free and Other Special Diets podcast, supporting you on your unique journey to finding your best health. Hello, this is Judy B. Thank you so much for stopping by. We actually have something special going on. We're going to change up the format a little bit here for the next 5 episodes. I have had the pleasure for the last few months to work with Megan Brenny. She is a student at the University of Minnesota Duluth in the Public Health Education and Promotion major, just as I was years back. One of the senior capstone classes has the students work with a business or an agency from a list of choices that they have to do a 40-hour project in the community. So the goal is to be doing something actually in your field and giving you some quote unquote real world experience. Students actually do this multiple times at UMD in this major, which I think is a real win for everybody, quite frankly. One of the big reasons Megan chose to work with me was that she has an interest in learning about holistic and natural medicine. So we turned her interest into an experience that could be shared with others who might also be curious. So this and the next 5 podcast episodes are the product of her project. This episode that follows is both the introduction and the summary. She explains a little bit more about the project, her inspiration, and then highlights from each practitioner that she interviewed. She talks about what she got out of the project as a whole, and then some things that she hopes others might discover in her project as well. So the next 5 episodes are going to consist of the 4 practitioner interviews that Megan conducted. We'll start off with the interview that Megan did with Dr. Sally Stout with Stout Chiropractic and Acupuncture here in Duluth, Minnesota. Then we'll have Gary Anderson with Bodywise Duluth. He's a practitioner of Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy Bodywork, also in Duluth. Third, we will have Dr. Edward Simzik. He is a naturopathic physician with Tamarack Natural Medicine in Superior, Wisconsin. We actually broke his up into 2 episodes, so he will be 4 and 5. And then lastly, we'll talk to Erin DeWitt. She is an energy medicine practitioner with Conscious Living Now in Duluth, Minnesota. Megan and I are both so grateful and appreciative to each of them taking their time and sharing so much with us. They really made this project fun, robust, and extremely informative. It's been great. As I said before, this episode serves as the introduction and the summary, so you can choose to listen to it first or last or somewhere in the middle or both, whichever you like, whatever matches your style or preference. All right, here is Megan sharing her overview thoughts and experiences. I'll be back with a few closing thoughts at the end. This is Judy with Wellness Renaissance, and today I have Megan with me. Megan is doing a series for us. It's a class project. Tell us, Megan.
So it's for my health education specialist skills and application class. It's kind of like our capstone class for our final graduation, which I graduate in May.
With which degree?
With the public health education and promotion with an emphasis in community health. Quite a mouthful sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But so in May, I'll be graduating with that. But in order to get to that point, I had to go through a LINCS project, which stands for Learning Initiatives Needing Community Settings. And it was just to really get us out in the community, doing something different and not just the same old classroom projects over and over and over again. And so the Wellness Renaissance interested me in the flexibility and the ability to kind of really go wherever, whatever direction I wanted. And I remember we met, and the first time we really kind of seemed that the holistic medicine was something that was our forefront interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of ran from that. And I know we had to scale it down from our, we wanted to start with a panel and a big, huge presentation, which definitely would be interesting at some point in time and needed.
But yeah, for sure.
The limited 40 hours that we had, figured we would trim it down and got the podcast, and so now here we are.
Yes, exactly. So basically what the project ended up to be is that Megan did various interviews with various practitioners because you have an interest in holistic medicine, right?
Yep, I have just recently kind of, it sparked my interest with being in college, illness seems to be striking me a lot more often than it used to, so I'm kind of looking at different things that can help out and enhance regular Western medicine, and holistic medicine has really intrigued my interest with the aromatherapy and energy work and things like that. So it was really interesting getting to interview each and every one of the practitioners that I saw over the course of the project, which was eye-opening to say the least.
That's good. That's good. That's what we were going for. Yes. In the project. So talk about a little bit maybe about what you thought you were going to get out of it or what you wanted to get out of it, and then kind of what you did get out of it.
I, like everyone, I feel like was a little skeptical at first. You know, each doctor raised its skepticisms. Aaron, who is the energy worker, how the heck do you get your body to change just based off of energy and flow and stuff like that? That was probably the most skepticism I had throughout the entire project, but keeping that open mind to really let that happen was really interesting. And learning from her, really what I learned was like the body is so self-healing and that you can change your thoughts and your process, and it really takes a toll on your body. So if you're down in the dumps and crabby and tired and not sleeping, well, if you change your mindset and you go through this energy process, it really can make you almost feel better, and like you learn the tools to do it in your daily life. So that was really just remarkable. And she even told me that she only needs to meet with you really once a month because she just tries to so hard to give you the tools instead of having to come back to her. Obviously, depending on the circumstances, she does meet with a couple clients, you know, more often, obviously. But that was really the most interesting part, I think, of my skepticism of this project. And then learning from Dr. Ed, a naturopathic doctor, was unbelievable, just the amount of education that he's had to go through, and really kind of just put into perspective that they go through just as much schooling, they go through the same certification processes, the terms are the same, they still have the same concepts. It's just the way they go about the practice of medicine. He can legally prescribe medicines in certain states that do allow naturopathic doctors to have that access. And again, that was another eye-opening concept. Something that really kind of raised the hairs on my back was the terms that he used. The terms that I've always learned, so the alternative medicine, the complementary medicine, and that concept he was very against, and that it's just medicine. It's just another form of medicine. And so that was really interesting and kind of eye-opening as well, again, to know the differences, and that, you know, we're putting that stigma on it that it's different and that it's not the equivalent and it's not the same type of treatment, where a lot of doctors and a lot of, again, for the lack of better term, the alternative medicine practitioners are very willing to work with Western medicine, and they think that it almost works best because you're getting the antibiotics or whatever you need, as to say if it was with cancer or something, like that works in conjunction with it and helps to reduce side effects that you couldn't necessarily do with regular Western medicine. Gary, who was the Phoenix Rising Yoga teacher and practicer, was again just instilling that concept that your body is so self-healing, and that being just self-aware of everything that you go through, that your body feels and your body reacts to. And it was, again, that eye-opening experience. Like, wow, I really have an impact. Like, it's not just things that happen outside of me. I can control what's going on and how things are feeling, and not just letting it happen. Knowing the differences and how I can put it into my daily life instead of letting life happen all around me. He's very big into just, like, solo work, which I thought was also interesting, that a lot of them, they take the time. Whereas you go to your normal family practitioner, you're in and out in 15 minutes, and, you know, yeah, you got what you needed, and you got a little bit of talking time, but it's kind of almost seems like rushed, and it's not as personal, where they really, all of the practitioners that I interviewed, they take the time to get to know you, and to know what's going on with your body, and your mind, and in your life, just because all of those things really do influence what's going on in your body, and if you're sick, if you're not sleeping, stressed, and really just focusing on that. So that was, again, another, they were all, I keep saying it was all, they're incredible, but it just really was an eye-opening experience. And then the first interview I did, which was with Dr. Stout, and her education on the body, again, was so overwhelming, that things I never even knew. In her office, she has a poster of the different pressure points along your body and how they affect other parts of your body. And your ear has like a ridiculous amount. your little ear controls so much that goes on your body. And it was
completely all connected.
Yeah, it was all connected. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. She even did a little test on me, and I've had some chest congestion, and so she put some, like, the one that was connected to the lung, and my body just completely reacted because my lungs are weak. And I don't think I would have believed the experience if someone would have told me that this is what happens. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, it's just all in your head. But to really go through that experience was, I just, almost supernatural in a sense. Felt like aliens came down from above. But it was real. It works. It was crazy. The downside to a lot of it, though, was the prices for a lot of them. I would love to put this in a place for my life now, and I can't, on the tight college budget, can't exactly afford that, unfortunately. Right. They do try to work with you. Some of them have sliding scales. Some of them do allow you to go through insurance. With the ever-changing medical system, a lot of them are noticing progress in the insurance and that it is being recognized. And Erin, the energy worker, the other person that she works with actually does go through insurance because you can do energy work and acupuncture as a body work, which is covered under insurance. So that was really interesting that there is progress and that, you know, not just chiropractors are the only acknowledged complementary medicine. So it's really becoming a pilot now where people are more interested, more curious. They're tired of having the same old antibiotics from their doctors. They're tired of having the same old colds, whereas you can, you know, just really work on yourself and your body and self-heal. And that was, I would say that's the overall one thing that I could say that I took away from the entire thing is that your body is so self-healing and just an incredible function of cells and skin and organs. And it just, I'm speechless. If I liked science, I'd probably go into more detail and learn the real nitty-gritty part of it, but I'll just stick to the fun, fluffy stuff.
Well, and it's giving your body the tools that it can use, and sometimes that's food.
Exactly.
And sometimes, I mean, we are energy. We're made up of energy, and it's with Western medicine, we've kind of gotten funneled through that. And for people, you know, if these things resonate with you, I mean, some of it is what you can wrap your head around or what your body resonates with, what your mind resonates with. And, you know, we talk a lot about that Erin was saying with your attitude being part of it. Well, if you are comfortable with your practitioner and you believe in what they're doing, and that's not to say that I think everything should be, you know, that you should just go use bunk or whatever, or something that somebody that isn't doing something
exactly
well. I mean, I'm not trying to say that everything is okay, but at the same time, There's a lot we're learning that our bodies can do. There's a lot we're learning about energy and how this all affects us. And it's huge. I mean, it is really huge when you start to see in this, and then you start to look at other things around us, like things we do know that work and we see the effects of.
Well, just a common thing is getting outside into nature, letting your feet touch the grass is a healing aspect and that I've learned that there really is. The energy from the earth goes through your body and just provides, I mean, no wonder why people in Florida and California are so much happier. They get sun and they get to play in the beach all the time and have that constant energy flow. Yeah, I'm blown away.
Right. Yeah. This whole experience seems like it was really had a huge benefit and effect on you, being able to spend time with different people and seeing these different modalities.
Yeah, I've never had this opportunity or experience. I've always had, I don't want what I previously said to sound like I'm bashing Western medicine, because I've had nothing but great experiences with my doctors. I've been with my same family practitioner since I was born. But it's just a different concept. It's a different aspect. It's just another thing that works so well and people are seeing such great results from. So it's kind of almost like, why not try it, you know?
And Western medicine absolutely has its place, its importance, its skill set, and sometimes that's all you need, you know, and that's great. But then there's these other things that if you can do to support yourself along, can be pretty amazing too.
And I really like the thought of combining the complementary aspect of it, of using both of them, because some medicines you get side effects from, and complementary medicine can help reduce those, or reduce the length of your illness and things like that that they can't necessarily do. And so just really the option of them working together, I think, is the best option from what I've learned and seen from these past interviews.
And every practitioner is different. Every practitioner has their skill set and their knowledge set, and that's the same. And that's the same with Western doctors. I have certainly, people have gone to doctors and then they go to a different one and that person just tells them something that the first doctor didn't tell them, that, you know, that seemed really an obvious, second opinion right? thought. Yeah, almost. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so you've got different training and different mindsets and different ways of processing and thinking. And like you're saying, there is this huge element of time that they're taking and looking at you. Like Dr. Ed, he takes like an hour, hour and a half for the first visit. And that's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
And for naturopaths.
Right.
But it's not common for
in Western medicine.
Mm-hmm. It can't be. They can't run that way. So it's a very different.
Exactly. He even noted that during his practice that his bedtime manner process takes longer, significantly longer than what Western medicine and like regular family practitioners go through. So that extra hour and a half really is fitting to what they learn in their school.
Ah, okay. So you mean just the time that they're taking?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. They are looking at the whole picture. Mm-hmm. That's the goal of your appointments, which is pretty unique. I mean, like you've said, you had some really good Western medicine experiences. Yeah. We're at UMD right now in the clinic here.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to spend a lot more time with you than most other doctors, which I think is great for students to have that experience. Mm-hmm. And I hope that students can then advocate for that as they go.
Yes.
But you get to spend some time. And then in my experience, the doctors actually listen to how you think and what you're going to do with your medicine and how you want it. And hey, this isn't the first route I want to go. I'd like to look at this. And they're open to that.
Right.
And that's really honoring everybody and where they're at and their knowledge base, which is great.
I think a large part of it is also with the rise of antibiotic resistance of medicine just in general and germs. Doctors are becoming further away. I know that my family physician and then also at the health services, they don't want to prescribe you a medication right off the bat. You know, they really want to understand what's going on with your body. And that I think is a wonderful revolution in Western medicine. And I think it goes very well with the holistic medicine instead of just prescribing a medication right away. They're really trying to understand what's going on first,
which is good.
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah I certainly know people who, when they get sick, they might end up at their Western medicine doctor, you know, and they get their antibiotic and then they either go to the store and get their own, or you know, the naturopath or whatever tells them to go get a probiotic, which, like, for instance, in India, if you get an antibiotic, they automatically prescribe you a probiotic,
right?
Because they know what they're, you know, they know the imbalance that they're creating. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting the way everybody does things a little different.
Yeah, definitely. I think learning from others is so minimalized. Health should be global and not just local. Like, we really could mature as a country, as a healthcare system, if we looked elsewhere, because I'm sure that there's things that are working other places that we don't even know about yet. So.
Right. Or just not willing to integrate. It's a tricky business, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. So. And that's why what you're doing is really important. Going through this process for you is kind of mind changing about how you think about things. And then obviously we're putting into a podcast and going into the world, and who knows where that trickles through and down to.
Yes, hopefully
makes
it out there far.
Yeah. That's the goal.
It was a great project. It was such a non-traditional project to work on, and really just educated myself and hopefully others as well with the podcast, so they don't just think that it's a one-way road and, you know, you're stuck in the tracks. That's my personal goal of this, is to really show people that there are other options.
Right. Exactly. And that's kind of my whole kind of concept with Wellness Renaissance too, right? It's helping people get to the next level, but helping them maybe find pieces they didn't know would work for them or just didn't even know existed.
Yeah, that's how we started with the questions, is that I talked to my class and I was like, you know, what are things that you don't know, want to know, think you know? Just to kind of clear all those things up so that people really can have a solid grasp on what it is. Because right now it is such a, you really have to almost look for it if you want to know. It's not just out there and, oh, well, I can just go down to my naturopath. And it's like, well, wait, what's that?
Right. Well, you don't typically open your phone book and see, you know, that's those aren't the names that typically pop up. So, yeah, you're right. You have to have an awareness of it in most cases. And that's not necessarily the case in every state, as Dr. Ed kind of talked about a little bit, where some of the other states, they're just doctors.
Yep.
They just are naturopathic doctors.
I think the main one is Washington on the West Coast. And he knows that Minnesota was not far behind. He just can't prescribe. He can read the labs and things like that, but he can't actually prescribe medicine or anything to take to a pharmacist.
Right.
I never would have thought that there was an equivalent out there.
Well, fantastic. One person educated. Yay!
Yes. We started the process. Hopefully there's more along the way.
That's the goal. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to mention about the whole project or anything that stuck out to you that you just kind of want to like highlight?
Well, in the interview process, you'll see that I asked them to kind of leave their final thoughts and like what you really want people to know. And so I'll do the same. I really want people to have that open concept. I want them to feel open. You don't have to use it. You don't have to like it. You know, just be open to it. Be willing to learn. Just education is just such an underrated, I personally feel it's becoming underrated. And so just going out there and, again, don't have to use it, but learn about it. Know so that if you do need it, you know about it. Or if someone else needs it, you can tell them and just really be aware of your body and what it's telling you when you need to slow down and just listening to it instead of just adding things on over and over and over to it. I should take my own advice personally, but it's just that's really this project has opened my eyes up to your body knows what's going on and you need to listen to it and you need to help it and you only get one. You better make the one count.
That's true. And there are opportunities. Erin, I don't know if she talked to you about this in your interview because I haven't heard it yet, but they have like a healing circle.
Yep.
So you get the chance as a community.
Second Saturday every month.
Okay.
Until May, October through May. They take summers off. So yeah, very interested in it personally myself because that whole cost, that barrier for some people and myself, it's free. So hey, why not?
And you know, that's another thing too. Like your point is really valid with the cost and there's not a lot of reimbursement. If people keep asking, like if you're interested in doing something more holistic, ask practitioners, ask your friends who are doing it, where do they go? Because like you're saying, there are the goal for some of these people. I mean, everybody wants to be able to make this affordable, but it's also about making a living too. Yep. A lot of the people doing more quote unquote holistic work, they're not trying to get rich. They're trying to provide the best they can and have a good life themselves. And some of them are really working, like you said, working with sliding scales and trying to create business models that are really trying to benefit people. So like, for instance, and you didn't unfortunately have a chance to interview her, but we've got an acupuncturist in town who has a model where you do a group. You're sitting in a group, so you're not interacting with the people in the group. But she being able to do it this way allows A, more people to get acupuncture, and B, it's a lot less expensive. So you can do it alone as you want to and pay the full price, or you can do it with a group and save some money, but it just allows people to do that. And there are a lot of practitioners who will do that. So it's also, if money is an issue, ask some questions.
Yeah.
Because there is an underlying desire to, you know,
Of them are more than willing to work with the needs of their patients. Definitely always ask.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't know, just ask.
And I think another thing to add to this is, like you're saying, you know, understanding what Dr. Ed has for his kind of credentials and training and find out what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, because that is one other tricky thing in the state. I think he mentioned it in his interview that I don't know who this person is and know exactly what they're doing. But he had mentioned somebody who calls himself a naturopath who, from his understanding, has no training. And so that can be tricky too, to understand what does it mean? What is this person using a title as? What is their background? Because that is a tricky piece of this that can be a thing and a lot of times isn't. But it is something to be aware of.
Definitely. So. Staying informed, asking questions, knowing what you're looking for.
Right, right.
Definitely.
A huge thank you goes to Megan for being so open to this project and doing and creating something just a little bit different. And for her enthusiasm about the project and really putting herself out there was really impressive and inspiring. Megan mentions this a little bit in the discussion that you just heard, as well as conversations that her and I have had, that she has really had some really good Western medicine experiences. She's had doctors growing up who took more than the average amount of time with her and really got to know her, as well as not necessarily going to drugs for the first option when something needs to be done. For many of us, that hasn't been our experience or our consistent experience, and sometimes those types of situations are what causes us to open up and look for different options. Certainly you'll hear in the interviews that that's kind of sometimes where people have started to practice what they are practicing, is because of the experiences that they had that were not ideal for them and their health. I want to give Megan some credit for being open and curious. Even with a solid base of good Western medicine experiences, she is still looking at her health and saying, hey, what else is out there? What else might work for me and support my health? Kudos to you, Megan. I'm so pleased this has been such a positive and beneficial experience. I hope for those of you listening, there are some takeaways and inspirations to be had by you, too. The next episode will be Megan interviewing Dr. Sally Stout with Stout Chiropractic and Acupuncture. Definitely check out the rest of the podcasts in the series of Megan's project, as well as the Wellness Renaissance podcast, out now and forthcoming. You can connect with Wellness Renaissance and myself at wellnessren.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren. Not only will you find the information on the podcast, but information on the monthly health, wellness, and food group that meets here in Duluth, and other offerings and things we've got going on. See you next time. Be well.